from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Richard Coffin. Large crowds were on hand yesterday in Timmins to hear from Tyler Smith, a survivor of the 2018 Humboldt Broncos bus crash. He spoke at both the Dante Club and Timmins High and Vocational School. Smith says it took him a long time to come to terms with the psychological part of the bus crash because he thought it would follow his physical rehabilitation. He adds that he never understood the complexities of mental health, trauma, and grief, and turned to alcohol. The former hockey player began a small clothing company called Not Alone that displays mental health messages.
Because I want people to wear their vulnerability proudly. I want you to be proud of the fact that being vulnerable and opening up requires a ton of strength, requires a ton of courage, and a ton of bravery.
Smith's visit was sponsored by a number of groups, including the Timmins Chamber of Commerce. Break and enters are up in Timmins, especially in the downtown core. It's kept Timmins Police Service busy this time of the year. That's typically pretty slow. Corporate Communications Coordinator Mark DePatti says there are a number of things business owners can do, from reducing the amount of cash in the till to putting the high dollar items away from the entrance. He says it's also a good idea to get closed circuit television and tell your customers about it.
Creates a greater sense of security for your customers. Your legitimate customers won't even be fazed by it, but would-be criminals would be put on guard as to, well, hold on, I might be captured on video here, so perhaps I should pursue this criminal activity somewhere else.
DePatti says video equipment has become the norm for businesses and homeowners, and it's not that expensive anymore. Earlier this week, video footage helped Timmins police identify a suspect in a break and enter at a restaurant. The Prime Minister has invited Canada's premiers to a meeting next month. Justin Trudeau says it's a working meeting on February 7th to discuss a healthcare funding deal. He says the government will share with the provincial and territorial leaders its plans to support healthcare systems across the country. But while an increase in funding will be part of the plan, money alone won't solve the issues. The premiers have been pushing the federal government to increase healthcare transfers to the provinces and territories from the current 22% up to 35%. Soaring inflation has led the Bank of Canada to raise its key interest rate to the highest it's been in 16 years. The bank announced this morning it's increased the rate another 25 basis points to 4.5%. It's the eighth consecutive time the bank has raised the cost of borrowing. Bank officials signaled last month that the peak of rates could be near and that future decisions would be more data dependent. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.